Welcome to this segment of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now we're going to talk with Logan Albright of Freedom Works, and we're going to talk about Obamacare and a new development. And Logan, it's great to have you on the program.
Well, thank you for having me.
Obamacare is always in the news, and tell us what's new this week.
Well, it seems like every week we get a new story about Obamacare, as you say. This week, the big story is, so these insurance companies were basically promised that if they signed up for this, if they went along, any losses they took from having to sign up all these new people who are, you know, have pre-existing conditions or maybe sicker than, or older than other people, their losses would be subsidized by the taxpayers. And they were expecting to get about $2.8 billion worth of bailouts this quarter, and this year rather. And it turns out they're only getting about $360 million worth, which is way under. What they did was they priced their premiums lower than they otherwise would have because they knew that the government was going to come give them more money to make up for their losses. And with the lower premiums, they can sign up as many people as possible. So the way insurance companies work is they have to get all the healthy people to sign up in order to subsidize the sicker people or the older people. So they priced their premiums too low. Not more people signed up, but they lost money. They tried to get the government to bail them out, and the government said no. So now insurance companies are taking huge losses. And what this means is that next year they're going to have to raise their premiums substantially. Now, we've already seen huge raises in premiums across the country. They've been a lot higher than anyone was predicting. The administration was saying that the Affordable Care Act was going to reduce costs, but in fact they've gone up. Now they're going to go up even a lot more than anyone expected because of this. These subsidies from the taxpayers are not coming as quickly as the insurance companies thought they would.
You know, it really is an amazing thing, too, because there were, think about those different groups that got in bed, if you will, with the administration and with Congress, because frankly it was Congress that passed Obamacare back in 2010. And look how the whole thing has played out. It's just a disaster from, on every front.
I think it's falling apart a lot faster than anyone expected. We've had, I think, 11 of the healthcare co-ops that were created as part of Obamacare fail now. It's almost half of them. That's sort of a tipping point where they're all going to have to collapse at some point. The insurance exchanges are all in the red. They're not making money. They're very dysfunctional. A lot of states have refused to set them up or have opted out of them because of that. And like one of the things I've been writing a lot about is the deductibles for these plans that no one notices. Like everyone talks about the premiums, but the deductibles are insanely high. The deductibles are going to be over $6,000 for the cheapest plans next year. Now, if you're a poor person and you're trying to get insurance and you're paying, $200 a month for your premiums, and then you go to the doctor because you get sick and they tell you you have to pay $6,000 before you can even get your insurance to kick in. Like, you might as well not even have insurance at that point. You can't pay the money.
That is amazing. I think the solution to Obamacare is very simple. Don't get sick.
Yeah, that's a good one. It's always good advice.
So, okay, so where do we go from here?
Well, it's interesting. There are those who believe that this was always the plan for Obamacare to fall apart so that they could get more government control. And in fact, Colorado just collected enough signatures that they're going to vote next year on a single-payer healthcare system for their state.
Wow.
It's something that Vermont tried to do, and it was just too expensive. They couldn't do it. They had to kill it. So we're going to see some of those things happen, but I'm hoping that this gives us an opportunity because it's fallen apart so quickly, even more than anyone expected, that people will realize that the direct consequence of the law has been a dramatic worsening of the healthcare system, and that we'll be able to kind of implement some free market reforms.
Yeah, that would be great. I understand. Well, let me ask you this. I mean, I am not qualified to answer either way, but maybe you are. The net results of Obamacare going to an effect, okay, has it made more people have access to healthcare or less? Do we know that? Can we quantify that?
It depends on what you mean by access to healthcare. There are fewer uninsured people. We know that. But most of these people are on Medicaid, and so it's just government directly paying for their health insurance. So more people have insurance, but the insurance is not as good as it once was because, as I said, the deductibles are very high, the premiums are very high. And also, you're obviously going to have more people have insurance when you make it illegal for them not to have insurance, which is what Obamacare does. Hmm. So, yeah, more people have insurance, but in terms of access to health care, it's hard to say because a lot of people are having a really difficult time affording the insurance. And we also have seen kind of, doctors are more reluctant to practice medicine under the system. And so you're going to have doctor shortages in the future that are going to make it a lot harder for people to get access to medicine.
Is there anything that we could point to Obamacare and say, well, this part of it is successful, this part works?
There are things that people like about it. People like the coverage of pre-existing conditions. People like the fact that their children can stay on their parents' health care plans for longer. So in terms of popularity, those are successful. But in terms of making the health care system better, I don't think there's anything that we can call a success.
Hmm. All right. And I understand that the penalties each year are going to go higher and higher if, let's say, a young person chooses to opt out. They just won't pay for insurance because it's easier to pay the fee for not getting it than it is to, pay for the insurance.
That's correct. In many cases, the insurance is more expensive than the penalty right now. The penalties are going to continue to go up year after year. And so this is their way of trying to force people into the program. But so far, it hasn't worked. Their enrollment numbers have been way below what they projected. They continue to revise them down and move the goalpost and pretend like they're having a success. But people just aren't buying it. So they're going to keep jacking up the penalty to try to force people to buy it.
Hmm. You know, Logan, you said a few moments ago that, one aspect of Obamacare is that there are more people now who are insured through Obamacare. Remember they used to talk about how it was like 40 million people in America don't have health insurance or something like that. They never brought out, by the way, the fact that some of those 40 million were wealthy people who didn't need health insurance
and so forth.
Yeah. But what statistic are we looking at now? What percentage of Americans are covered?
I think it's the wrong metric. I don't think we should look at how many people are insured because the goal is not insurance. The goal is health care. The goal, if you get sick,
that's good. I like that.
You care about whether or not you get treated. And I think that the goal should be to reduce healthcare costs so that people can afford healthcare even without insurance if they need it. And I think by focusing on the number of insured metrics, you're trying to solve the wrong problem, and in doing so, making other problems worse.
That is a very great answer. Okay, you were talking about free market potential solutions or alternatives to Obamacare in the future if it keeps, if it continues to implode. What such solutions are you talking about?
There's a lot of different things we could do. One of the things we talked about is more access to health savings accounts, because that way people are basically spending, they're putting their money in an account designated for health care. And since they're drawing from out of their own account to pay for health care, they see how much it costs. And when people see how much it costs, they shop around and they try to get better prices. And whenever you try to get better prices, it creates competition on price and it creates lower prices for people. So that would be a great thing to do. Removing the barriers to insurance across state lines is important so you have more competition. There's a lot of supply side reforms that are unfortunately at the state level for the most part. I'd like to see like allowing more nurse practitioners to practice so you have kind of more options for your healthcare providers would be good. So there's a lot of different things that can be done, and some of them are federal and some of them are at the state level, but we got to start having that conversation.
Bernie Sanders, who is obviously a socialist by his own admission, but he likes to point to the Scandinavian countries. And my wife is from Norway, and I do know that Norwegians, at least, are satisfied with their health insurance program. But, of course, they pay through the nose when it comes to, all the different taxes that they pay. But any comments about the Scandinavian models of healthcare?
Well, people overstate the socialist nature of the Scandinavian economy. They've actually liberalized a lot in recent years. They've actually reduced their taxes and reduced their regulations a lot. And the Scandinavian countries in particular have very loose free trade regulations, which make their economy better and make them richer so they can help afford more of the stuff. But you're right. The taxes are incredibly high. They pay very, very heavily for these countries, for these health care. And they have long wait lists as well. They ration by time instead of by price. So I knew a guy from Scandinavia who had to wait 8 months for it to see an eye doctor. You're going to have that kind of waiting list. And, Bernie Sanders is from Vermont, and Vermont tried to do this. And they had the Democratic legislature in one of the most liberal states in the country said, we can't do it, it's too expensive. They were going to have to raise taxes 160% to pay for it. So, if they can't do it in Vermont with the Democratic legislature, I don't know how you're going to do it for the whole country.
Hmm. All right, we're talking right now with an economist and writer, Logan Albright, with FreedomWorks, freedomworks.org. In a recent article, he said this. He said, every day we're seeing new data that reveal Obamacare to be an unworkable nightmare. How about a comment on that sentence? What are you talking about?
Oh, many things, like the healthcare co-ops, which I mentioned, which are folding right and left. The insurance exchanges, which aren't able to make money and are very dysfunctional. A lot of them are heavily in debt. The insurance companies that are now going to have to raise their premiums extremely high next year in order to compensate for the fact that they didn't get the taxpayer bailout they were expecting. The deductibles that are so high no one can afford them. the premiums that are so high no one can afford them. There's just an endless list of things that are not working the way that we were promised they would work. And I think, you know, those of us who are on the free market side who are paying attention always knew this was coming, but it's happening a lot faster than we anticipated.
You know, one thing I've not understood about Obamacare is what in the world happened at the Supreme Court with the Chief Justice when it comes to Obamacare?
Yeah, that's a real disappointment to a lot of us. I don't know why they're interpreting the Commerce Clause so broadly. I don't know why they're saying that they can force healthcare on people. It seems like a huge abuse of power to me.
Yeah.
I think that we put a little too much faith in the Supreme Court, and maybe should try to do things at a more local level instead of putting all of our eggs in these 9 baskets of the Supreme Court justices.
Yeah. Well, now, as far as this idea about with Obamacare and the insurance going up and so forth, there's no way you can kind of opt out of this? There's no way you can just say, hey, look, government, I'll take care of it's my body, I'll take care of my health care myself?
You can do it if you pay the penalty. Because you're legally required to buy health insurance at this point. And what I want to emphasize on this is
what would happen if let me ask you a question. Could they accurately, you know, put somebody in jail for not paying their Obamacare fee?
They haven't gone that far yet. Right now it's just withholding tax refunds, basically. So if you're not going to get a tax refund, you can basically get away without paying the penalty. But they're talking about trying to be more aggressive in their collection of the penalty in the future. So
wow.
We'll see what happens. If enough people don't do it, they're probably going to start coming after people. Yeah.
Logan, I didn't mean to interrupt your previous thought. Go ahead with that one, too.
Oh, no problem. One thing I want to emphasize is this is what's called the insurance death spiral, is where premiums go up and then people drop out of the system because they can't afford it. And so the healthy people are obviously the ones who drop out first. So that makes premiums go up further. So more people drop out and premiums go up further and so on. And the whole system eats itself, and it just falls apart completely.
Wow.
And that's what we're starting to see.
And that's the unworkable nightmare that you're talking about.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what do you do personally, if I could ask? Or what does your family do? Or what do your friends do to try and, you know, help you through these crazy times as far as insurance, as far as health care?
Well, fortunately, FreedomWorks provides insurance for me. I'm fortunate that I'm very healthy, and I hardly ever have to use a doctor. So that's been fairly easy for me right now. But, you know, a lot of these companies, especially smaller companies like ours, are facing premium increases that are making it more difficult to cover their employees.
Now, this taxpayer bailout that they were waiting for, why did that fall through? At whose end? You know, who decided?
This was a rider bill that was pushed forward by Senator Marco Rubio. I forget what bill it was attached to, but it was earlier this year where he basically got an amendment passed that said that they couldn't use taxpayer money to bail out these insurance companies. So the money that they are giving them was stuff that they paid into their own funds and that they're getting back. But they were anticipating a lot of taxpayer money that they're now not able to get. But what they're saying now is that next year, there was analysis by the S&P rating firm. So next year, there's a good chance that Congress is going to be under heavy pressure to pass to repeal that amendment or pass a new law that allows them to appropriate funds in order to bail out the insurance companies.
Are people happy with Rubio that he did that, or are people unhappy?
No, most people are pretty, insurance companies are very unhappy. People who are taxpayers are happy about that, yes.
Okay, so the conservatives are happy, and then the insurance companies are not happy.
Right.
All right, very good. We have less than a minute to go. Is there anything important you want to leave us with?
Well, I would like to mention that we're hosting a summit on December 5th in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, with 6 of the presidential candidates to talk about their plans to fix the economy and to work on Obamacare. And so we'd like to encourage people to buy tickets for that. They're going fast, and come to that event. It'll be real interesting.
And that will be at freedomworks.org.
That's correct.
Freedomworks.org. Okay, again, we've been talking with Logan Albright, and you can see his work there at freedomworks.org, writing on the subject of the Affordable Care Act, so-called Obamacare. Thank you so much, Logan.
Thank
we
you.
Appreciate it. Okay, bye-bye now.